Producers are patiently waiting for the 2022 wheat harvest, so stay tuned, and I will share information on some of the effects of the heat and drought during grain fill on wheat seed quality. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Wow, Mother Nature has certainly been giving the wheat crops some tough conditions for this year. Wheat that has been stressed by drought and extreme heat temperatures during critical growth stages can definitely have some seed quality concerns. Drought and heat stresses on wheat alone or in combination can certainly cause physiological damage that results in light test weight or small seed kernels. Drought stress is probably the main cause overall of light test weights in wheat. So, how much damage can we expect? Well, the extent of the damage depends on the severity of the stress and the stage of development of the wheat. When temperatures are very warm for more than 3 consecutive days during grain fill and soils are very dry, plants will mature early and speed through this critical grain fill stage. High temperatures during grain filling stage will also slow or stop the formation of starch in the kernel, therefore increasing the percentage of protein in the grain. Heat and or drought stress kernels are usually small and shriveled, resulting in lower kernel weight, lower test weight, and lower yield. The kernel simply will not fill properly. Will the wheat grown under stressful conditions be suitable to use for seed this fall? Well, there's no simple answer to this question. But first of all, before considering whether to use your own wheat for seed this fall, make sure it's allowable. While most wheat varieties are protected by Plant Variety Protection, or PVP, which allows for keeping seed to plant on your own acreage, additional restrictions may apply to some varieties referred to as Certified Seed Only, or CSO, which removes this allowance. Simply give me a call or consult your seed dealer for varieties that are not allowed to be planted back. So, how about using the seed that can be kept for this year? Where wheat was stressed, the kernels will be small and maybe shriveled. So the first step is to get a germination test. This can be done at the Kansas Crop Improvement Association and can be done through any of our Post Rock Extension District offices. The next step would be to get the seed cleaned to a test weight of at least 55 to 56 pounds per bushel, if possible. You might also want to get another germination test after it is cleaned. So what about using light test weight wheat seed? This should be just fine. Remember all the volunteer wheat that emerges from small and shriveled seed that is blown out the back of the combine. But be sure and not plant too deep, as the seed vigor will likely be below average and may be less competitive than normal against weeds. The effect of wheat test weight, vigor, and yield potential will vary from year to year, depending on the stress on the seedlings or young plants in the fall. The best option in general would be to plant certified seed, which has been cleaned and tested for germination that meets seed quality standards. Producers should try to plant the best quality seed possible this fall to get good emergence, early season vigor, and high yield potential. If you have further questions on using low-quality wheat seed, contact me at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day and a safe harvest.